Welcome to Get Taboo, the podcast, where we explore the strange, the intuitive, and the unexplained. Here is your host and companion into the mysterious side of life, psychic medium Feather.
Welcome to the Get Feathered podcast. I am your host, Feather, and I am the founder of Nourish Hill Live. If you are interested in open-minded conversations about love and life, tarot, and spirituality, then this is the place for you. It's time to get feathered.
What's up, everybody? It's Feather. Welcome to episode 6. Today, we're going to talk about happiness. That's right. We're going to talk about happiness and how it can improve your health. For those that don't know me, welcome. I am an intuitive wellness coach and a psychic medium. I love to help people live their best lives. So let's go ahead and get into this information today. Did you know that happiness can improve your health? It absolutely can. Happiness is a very important ingredient in a healthy life. Many studies indicate that happiness plays a major role in your health. Whether it's living a healthy lifestyle or reducing the amount of chronic pain, happiness is a solution to many health woes. All right, now let's talk about some of the different areas that the happiness can improve. So first of all, we have happiness encourages healthy living, provides energy, it boosts your immunity, it lessens stress and anxiety, it protects your cardiovascular health, it increases longevity, length of life, I love that, diminishes pain, and it improves your relationships. It's an added bonus. That's always a good thing. So let's go ahead and drop back into how happiness encourages a healthy living. First of all, since happiness is important to living a healthy life, happiness actually produces happy chemicals. I'm going to call them happy chemicals for ease of use. Now, as your happy chemicals improve or balance out or increase, according to studies, you become happier. You become more vibrant, more joyful, more elated. Those are good words. Vibrant. Zest for life. How about that? And according to studies, happier people are almost twice as likely to eat better. That's right. Happier people are almost twice as likely to eat more fresh vegetables and fresh fruits, make better choices when it comes to the things that they put into their body, than people who state that they are not happy. Eating more produce, of course, eating more healthy, organic, high vibrational, beautiful fruits and vegetables, all of the colors of the wonderful, amazing rainbow, will automatically improve your health over eating a diet high in processed foods and chemicals that is typically your standard American diet. High fat, high carbohydrates, lots and lots of additives, okay, preservatives as well, and dyes. When you eat more high vibrational foods, your body naturally can break down those foods faster because they are naturally produced, and your body is built to break down and process those foods quicker. The processed foods that we have today, the majority of them, our bodies don't recognize the chemicals, or there's an abundance of sugars and additives that our bodies just don't know how to process. So the healthier we are, or the healthier we eat, the healthier our bodies are. Okay. So happiness encourages healthy eating. That's awesome. All right. Moving on to providing energy, how happiness provides energy. When you tend to eat better, or when you are in a more high vibrational or vibrant or joyful state, you tend to have more energy. We have motivation. We end up feeling good. We are inspired to do things. We are inspired to take action. We are inspired to move our bodies because it makes us feel even better. So when we're happy and we want to get happier and more joyful, the more we move, the more we do, the more we take inspired action, we gain that momentum. Happiness provides us with more motivation, which in turn we end up with more energy. It's hard to imagine it, but being negative or sad can literally drain your energy out of your body, while being happy can give you more energy and motivation. When we are in a negative state or a sad state or a depressed state or an anxious state, we have different chemicals. I am a clinical laboratory scientist. I'm not going to overwhelm you here with the medical jargon and terminology, but I'm going to tell you that our body produces things that drain us or pull us down or depletes our stores of energy. It's the truth. The more negative or the more sad or depressed, the more of those chemicals that get dumped into our blood system and get circulated in our body, the harder it is sometimes to come out of those. And in some instances, not all, but anxiety or depression, people with chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic depression, and things of that nature may require medication or proper medical care. Of course, as always, I'm a medical professional. Please consult your medical professionals, legal professionals as necessary. It is hard to believe, but those chronic issues or even acute sometimes may need a doctor's care, medical professional or mental health care professional in order to get you out of those states or get those people out of those energetic states because they are so depleted or they need to balance out their body chemicals. So the happier you are, the more energy you have. The more happy chemicals are flowing in your body, the happier you are. And by way of law of attraction, the happier your thoughts, the happier your feelings, the happier you are, the more you're going to attract to you. And of course, not everybody is happy all the time. Sometimes we get depleted. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we just need a day off to just chill and relax. But the majority of the time, your thoughts create things. So as you think more happy thoughts, you feel more happy feelings, you begin to build that momentum, and happiness provides those chemicals that give you those boosts of energy and motivation. How does happiness boost immunity? What is immunity? Well, immunity is how your body fights off infections and diseases, right? Eating better, moving more, and feeling happy with all those amazing thoughts and feelings and happy chemicals will increase your ability or your body's ability to fight off illnesses, diseases, viruses, bacterial infections, because it improves your immunity, your immune system, because you're not depleted or you're not weighed down by the chemicals that can cause a system depression or your system depression or repression. Studies show that people who report happiness tend to fight off illness faster than people who report sadness. They literally gave people the cold virus, and the happy people were 3 times less likely to get the cold. Their bodies were able to fight it off faster. Now, I love this because as I was telling you about how happiness provides energy, same thing goes for boosting your immunity. As you are happier, your body puts out those happy chemicals and your body is processing foods that you eat better and you're moving more. Your system improves. Your body's immunity improves. Your blood system improves. And I absolutely love that. The happier you are, the healthier you tend to be. A lot of times when we get depressed, or we have a lot of anxiety, or we get into a slump, and it's okay. A lot of us do. Most of us do from time to time. But our bodies continue to hold on to, you know, have you ever been sick? And have you ever had a cold and it just hung on to you? Or have you ever had some sort of illness that should have been a couple days and then gone? A lot of times that's because our immune system isn't strong enough, or we're not eating the proper foods to give our bodies the nutrients that it needs to fight faster, to be more efficient. So the happier you are, your body is able to produce better chemicals that improves your immunity, speeds up your immune system response, and it creates a healthier system, immune system for yourself. I dig that. Your bodies are intelligent. Your chemicals know what they're doing. Now, how can happiness lessen stress? Stress is a very big thing. I mean, the majority of us have gone through something that was stressful in our lives, whether it be a breakup or a loss of a job or even moving to a new home or a new school system, whatever that may be. There are many, many life transitional life experiences cause stress, and stress causes a chemical dump in your system that depresses your system. The more of that chemical that you have in your body, which I was talking about previously, your body drains your body of energy. It slows down your immune system response, and it also causes other issues in your body system, your overall body system. If you're happy, you'll have a lot less to keep you up at night, right? You have a lot less to worry about or stress about, and therefore you'll end up with less stress, right? However, it goes farther than that because happy people tend to report less stress even when they are facing stressful things. Due to the strengths that happiness gives you, you'll experience less stress. Now, a lot of people, the happy people, it's because of how they see things the majority of times. Now, if we're going to look at it from a law of attraction standpoint, which I typically do, you can look at it from two different ways. You can look at it in a negative or a positive way. And then when we talk about law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about. So you can look at something unwanted happening. And the majority of us may get stressed out about it, may worry about it. But others of us may look at that unwanted thing and say, thank you, universe. I appreciate that because now I know what I don't want. Now that I know what I don't want, I know what to focus better on. I know that in the past that would have stressed me out. But you know what? In the big scheme of things, I got something better coming because I've experienced that and I know I don't want to do that again. Okay? Sometimes your perception, most of the time your perception is everything. Perception is everything. How you think about a situation or how you feel about a situation makes all the difference. You know, you get into a fender bender. Not that I'm putting that in the vortex for you. I'm just saying, for example, you get into a fender bender. It's a minor thing, but it busts out your front headlight. You may not have $150 to replace that right away. Some of us may get out of the car yelling and screaming, and that's okay. Wherever you're at, whatever the situation calls for, it's on you. However, you know, some of us are just like, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been so much worse. This was pretty great. You know, I was protected. No one got hurt. It is something that is definitely, it's okay. You know, it's not catastrophic. It's not going to ruin the rest of my day. The money will come. The insurance will cover it, whatever. No one was hurt. I didn't lose my vehicle completely. Everything is fine. Everything's okay. And move on from it. Others will continue to talk about it, continue to get angry about it, continue to stress about it, whether or not it can get fixed or having the inconvenience of slowing them down during the day. And it will just progress and move into something more negative throughout the day. And it'll build and build and build, which causes more stress and stress and stress. And then for those that are like, yes, you know, it was only a headlight. Cool. I'm in 15 minutes. I'll be back on the road and going. I'll be back on the road. I'll be headed to work or doing what I got to do. I'm not going to let this slow me down. Yeah, it was a thing and that's okay. Whatever, whatever. Universe will provide. Move on. So how you think about things and how you perceive situations and things in your life make a difference. The thoughts you have or the perception that you have about a situation or a thing, you have the choice to be happy about it or not happy about it, which causes more stress. So happiness, the feelings of happiness, allows you to experience less stress. We're going to jump down here to happiness protects your cardiovascular health. What is your cardiovascular? That is your blood system. That is your heart and blood system. Make it easy for you. Your heart is a big muscle and it contracts. You don't even have to tell it to do it. It just does it, right? All day, every day, all day, every day. Going, 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 going. And it pumps the blood that supplies your body with nutrients from the foods and water that you drink, the medications you take, the vitamins you take, supplements you take, whatever that may be. Anything you put into your body gets digested and turned into a form that can get into your blood system. So your blood system feeds and nourishes your body. And it also runs through your lungs, grabs that oxygen that you breathe in, and it supplies your tissues with oxygen. It does a lot. It's very important. It's a vital system. Happiness, because you're eating better, because you're moving more, because you're happy, because your stress levels are down, your chemicals are balanced, your happy chemicals are high vibrational, your happy chemicals are up there, you have less stress, you're also protecting your cardiovascular health. You're less likely to suffer heart attack. You're less likely to suffer stroke or other issues related to heart health and the cardiovascular system. You're less likely to have plaque or buildup of plaque inside of your cardiovascular system, your veins and arteries and all that stuff. The runway for your blood, the roadways that your blood run through all of your tissues, if you will, you're less likely to gain more weight. The happier you are, You feel good about who you are, and you're less likely to pack on the pounds. You're less likely to hold on to weight. Usually, the happier you are, you're motivated to move or do things. You know, go places, go to events, see friends, see family, go outside in nature, hike, whatever it is. You know, maintain your yard, maintain your home. That is activity. And the more that you move, you improve or strengthen your cardiovascular system. You want to keep your heart healthy so that your circulatory system is strong. Your heart is strong. It pumps the blood when it needs to pump it, where it needs to pump it, and you are less likely to suffer any cardiovascular system heart health issues. Happiness is very, very cool. Now, how does happiness increase your longevity? Because you're eating right, exercising more, and you're feeling great about life, you feel great about yourself, you have this zest for life, and you're more high vibrational, you will likely live longer. According to one long-term study that tracked the lives of 32,000 people to find out who lived longer, the people who report happiness were the people who report being less happy. It's not surprising that happy people tend to live 14% longer. And of course, law of attraction, all you have to do is desire or intend for a long, happy, healthy, loving life, and the universe will provide that for you. How does happiness diminish pain? Now, this is something I love. I love this because there's a lot of people that, you know, you've gone through, or you played a lot of sports as a child, you've injured yourself, or there's a lot of people that work and it really doesn't matter. You can have pain in all forms from all kinds of things. And people who have chronic pain have a right to be mad about it or feel sad about it because it's painful, it's aggravating, and it causes us to feel depressed, and it causes us to, you know, have those mood swings and to be sarcastic and rude to people, and because we don't feel good, you know? However, the fact is, people who report being happy tend to deal with their chronic pain and other illnesses better than those who were not happy to start with. When you're happy, you're more likely to eat right. You're more likely to drink more water. You're more likely to move and to be active and to visit friends and family or to own pets, which create a sense of happiness, right? It's mostly because you have more energy to do active things. If you're having difficulty and to be involved in social environments, the more social you are, you tend to be happier. If you're having difficulty maintaining your happiness, learn how easy it is to change your mindset. Mindset is everything. Happiness has nothing to do with your circumstances, but everything with how you choose to react to them, how you choose to think about those situations and things. Now, chronic pain or pain in general, it's kind of hard to feel happy about that. But if you can, you can shift the way you think about it or how you perceive it. Odds likely, your body can heal it, and you can improve the way you feel about it more and more over time, your pain will lessen. I know that's crazy, but law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about. So if you consider yourself in chronic pain or you've been going through some things, you may want to consider looking at the law of attraction as far as health is concerned. Because the happier you are, the more high vibrational you are, the more you can change your thoughts to create better feelings for yourself. The less you focus on the pain and the more you focus on how amazing your body is and how easy your body is to repair itself. We are regenerative. Your body knows what to do. It knows how to repair itself. You don't have to tell it what to do. But the more you appreciate and you are thankful for what your body can do, instead of focusing on the pain, you know, as you shift your thoughts away from the pain and more towards what your amazing body can do and what it is doing already, and how you don't have to remind it to do anything, and you can walk or talk or hear or see whatever you enjoy about your body, find things to enjoy about your body and the wellness or the health that you do have, even regardless of how little or big your wellness or health may be and the things that you can accomplish. Be focused more on that and perceive those things rather than focusing on the pain. And as you shift that, your happiness will improve and your pain will diminish. It's absolutely amazing. Now, how can happiness improve your relationships? Well, it's pretty simple. Would you rather be around somebody that's sarcastic, rude, moody all the time, isn't ever satisfied or very rarely satisfied with anything in their life, or unhealthy and lacking energy, doesn't want to go anywhere, or is stressed out all the time, or anxious, or they're always sick, no, not normally. I mean, some of us are healthcare workers. Some of us are not only healthcare workers, but some of us are caretakers for people who are living life that way. And that is okay. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is you know, would you rather be around somebody that's happier? Happy? I would. And that's how it improves relationships. The happier you are, it improves your relationships because you're not stressed out. You're more engaged in how happy you are, and you're not focused on how other people can make you happy. Your system is working fine. Your body, you know, is healthier. You're living a healthier life. You have energy. You're motivated. You have less stress, less anxiety, less depression. You're less sick because your immune system is boosted, of course, and you have less pain. So the happier you are, you improve your relationships because you're happier with your people. You have more time to enjoy your time with your people. You have more energy to enjoy doing things with your people. You have more health and wellness and well-being to be out and enjoying time with your people. It also, the happier you are, the less, because you're able to see things from a different perspective and you are less stressed about things because you can look at both sides of a situation. You're less likely to argue in relationships as well, or to blame others, or to put people down, right? Majority of us wouldn't want to be with somebody like that. So the happier you are, the healthier your relationships become, which I absolutely love. So to recap, happiness can improve your health because it can encourage healthy living by the way you eat or the things that you put in your body. It can provide you more energy and motivation. It can boost your immune system. It can lessen stress and anxiety. It can protect and strengthen your cardiovascular health. It can increase and improve your longevity. It can diminish pain, and it can improve your relationships. So do your best to think better thoughts so that you feel better feelings, so that you can improve your vibration, you can feel happier, and try and switch when you get into a position where you could go either way. Choose to stay neutral or go happy. Thank you all for stopping in here and listening to today's episode. I really appreciate your likes, shares, subscribes, your donations of love, and also for becoming members of Nourish Heal Live. Remember, all of the links are in the description of the podcast, so please check out my membership site. Find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Nourish Heal Live on Facebook. I really, truly do appreciate all that you do for me on my journey to help you. Never forget, what you think you create, create great things. Namaste.